Buffalo's 43 North Business Competition awarded another round of winners last week. The state-funded event focuses on startup companies with the hope their success will spark job growth in the region. Charlotte Keith has been tracking that job growth at Investigative Post. On today's Press Pass, she reviews her reporting.
So in the first 2 years, the competition had this problem, basically, that the companies have to commit to being here for 1 year, but after that, they're free to leave. And a lot of them were leaving. A lot of the out-of-town companies were leaving. The local companies stayed, but pretty much all of the companies that relocated to Buffalo left after their year was up, you know, just for business reasons, for personal reasons. And so the third year of the competition does show progress on that.
Okay.
Six of the eight companies are still in Buffalo, still have some people in Buffalo, even though none of them were local to begin with. And organizers say, you know, they accomplished this really by focusing on companies that had a plan to be in Buffalo from the start. Companies, you know, even though the competition offers the biggest prizes of any competition of its kind, trying to find companies that would be interested in more than just the money, companies for whom Buffalo is part of the long-term plan. That number, though, does come with one caveat, which is that one of those companies still has one person here, but it received a total of $1 million in investment from 43 North and is now mostly based in Toronto. And so the way this happened was they introduced a couple years ago additional rounds of funding. So after the first year, for particularly promising companies to try to keep them here, they would give them a second round of investment. And that's what happened to this company. It received $600,000 and then $400,000. But a couple months after that second round of investment, the company had pretty much relocated to Toronto.
We had the president of 43 North, Alex Gresson, here last week, prior to the big finals, the Shark Tank-like finals, as they like to call them, as well, and obviously talked up his program, as you would well expect. And we did ask him about some of the scrutiny that your reporting has brought to their agency. The one thing he did say is, we're creating an entrepreneurial ecosystem here. That's a direct quote. What about that? And that's obviously somewhat subjective, but can you see any validity to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you hear a lot, and there certainly is value to that. I think the kinds of things that means is, you know, changing the culture, changing people's expectations, showing companies in other places that Buffalo is a viable place to bring your startup and grow it. You know, 43 North's structure is kind of unique in a way. Like, it's publicly funded, and it focuses on this one region. A lot of similar competitions are kind of location agnostic. And just inevitably, as part of that structure, the risk is that companies leave after their year is up. And I think it's totally fair to kind of keep looking at that and seeing how it goes.
And that does bring us to the final question, and that is about transparency. Of course, a lot of your work at Investigative Post has focused on the Buffalo Billion. 43 North is part of the Buffalo Billion Initiative, but you also had a lot of the work that really kind of revealed some of the issues that led to conviction of Elaine Calieros and others as well involved in the Buffalo Billion. The big criticism there, of course, was transparency. Is there any indication that 43 North has maybe learned some of those lessons when it comes to being more transparent?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, the one criticism that you hear sometimes is 43 North isn't a state agency. It's a nonprofit that is mostly funded by the state, kind of similar to some of those nonprofits that got people into trouble, Fort Schuyler and Fuller Road Management Corporations. But I have to say, in my dealings with them, 43 North are so much more transparent than those other organizations were. Obviously, you know, as a journalist, you're always pushing for more. You want to see everything. You want all the paperwork. So, you know, there are some things that I think we would like to see that we haven't been able to, but it's certainly, you know, not difficult to get, you know, basic information from 43 North. And they've, you know, for the most part, are very helpful and forthcoming with that.
Yeah, well, that's most certainly good to hear. And keep up the good work, keeping an eye on things. Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.